الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يبحث الله سبحانه وتعالى إلى رجلين يقتل أحدهما الآخر يدخلان الجنة، يقاتل هذا في سبيل الله فيقتل، ثم يتوب الله على القاتل فيسلم فيستشهد. متفق عليه. There is the last hadith in the chapter of Tawbah, and the great virtues of Tawbah explained in this hadith also, that Allah Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah laughs at those two people, the one who killed another one, that is in jihad, a non-Muslim killed a Muslim in the battle, and these two people who killed one another, these two people who one had killed another one, and both of them enter into Jannah. Allah becomes extremely pleased with them. This is these two people. The one of them is that he killed another person, a non-Muslim, killed a Muslim in a battle, and that Muslim now became Shaheed. So he goes to Jannah. يُقَاتِلُ هَذَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ. This person in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he fought, and then he got killed, he got martyred, so becoming a Shaheed, he goes to Jannah. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْقَاتِلِ. And then Allah Ta'ala, the person who had killed that non-Muslim, Allah gives him tawfiq of making tawbah. And now he becomes a Muslim, for yuslim. He becomes a Muslim, and after that, for yustashhad. And then he also becomes martyred. So both of the one killed the other one, that other one went to Jannah. This person made tawbah, and then he also goes to Jannah. And of course, the ranks of the both are not same. It will be according to their amal. But it shows that what a grievous sin. And there were many people amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for example, who fought against the Muslims before he accepted Islam. And many others also, but afterwards they accepted Islam. And then they also became Shaheed, or they lived righteous and pious lives. So Allah Ta'ala explains, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in this hadith that the doors of Tawbah are open even for such people. A person who fought against a Muslim even on the battlefield, he killed him, martyred him, he became a Shaheed, that person, and he went to Jannah. And this other person, Allah gave him tawfiq of becoming a Muslim, and then he goes and he fights in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then he also becomes Shaheed. So he also gets the ranks or rank of Shahadat. So this is the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And on this we should see, we must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, no matter what sin a person had committed. Even a 99-year-old kafir, non-believer, he reads kalima, all those gunas of the past are all forgiven. And that person will go directly into Jannah. And over we come across incidents where non-Muslims, right at the last moment, they accept Islam and they go into Jannah. One such a case in America, a person was in the hospital, a Muslim, and in the ward was a non-Muslim also. For the Muslim, many visitors came to see him, and the non-Muslim, nobody came and see him. So afterwards he asked this Muslim, how come so many people come to you? He said, this is our teaching of our deen, that when a person is ill, you should go and visit that person. So they come and they visit. They are friends, they are family, they are all people who I don't know also, and who don't know me also. But they know it's a sick person, for the pleasure of Allah they go and they visit. So then he asked, what is this Islam about? So he explained to him, and then he taught him the kalima. And this person was trying to read, but he couldn't manage. He's having difficulty in reading the kalima. finally he just read the kalima correctly and he passed away. So like this, whole life like that, but yeah, Allah takes him in His mercy. So we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala for ourselves and for anyone else also. Never write off anyone. We don't know when Allah Ta'ala can give hidayah to a person and that person comes on to righteousness. In this hadith it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala laughs at that person. What is the laughing of Allah? We cannot comprehend and understand. Ulama have written the true nature is only known to Allah Ta'ala. If we and the ulama have given figurative interpretation that it means the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and it means the reward which Allah Ta'ala, that means Allah becomes very happy with those people. So we can see here, and Allah's knowledge is complete. When this non-believer killed the Muslim on the battlefield, Allah knew that later he's going to accept Islam. At this time, yeah, this Muslim who became a shaheed goes to Jannat on the account of his shahadat. But Allah Ta'ala is pleased with that other person also. Though he's committing such a serious crime of killing a Muslim on the battlefield, he's fighting against Islam, he's fighting against the truth, he's fighting against the Muslims. But yet Allah Ta'ala knows that he is going to be accepting Islam, and not only accepting Islam, but he will also go and become shaheed also. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy is no limits whatsoever. Of course, this is not a license that we commit gunas. We don't know whether we'll get the tawfiq of making tawbah and correcting ourselves. We must be very, very careful not commit any gunas. But on the other hand, this is for a person who has fallen into wrong. He has committed guna, he should not lose hope ever. He should make tawbah, turn sincerely to Allah. Allah is there to forgive each and every guna also. And Allah has made tawbah easy for everyone on his own. He can turn sincerely to Allah, make tawbah, and become the favorite of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So we should Allah Ta'ala make shukr to Allah that we have completed this chapter of tawbah, and may Allah give us tawfiq that we make regularly tawbah, istighfar, ask forgiveness for our sins, and look at the great mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah also likes those bandas of His who encourages other people to make tawbah and gives them hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah loves that person very greatly who gives others hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So we should also, whoever our friends, family people are, wherever we can, we should explain, give people hope that no one loses hope in the mercy of Allah, and that we all make tawbah and istighfar. وآخر دعوانا